And I get why it has to be unwritten. I totally get it. Because, you know, I think as you talked about in your last session, the community will completely see this and not look at it as the business that it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't operate at a deficit thinking that it's okay, you know, and we'll survive somehow. We're way over time. Like, I find your answers fascinating, completely fascinating. Because, you know, that the puzzle is coming together where at some point over the next 3 to 6 months, there will be serious conversations about investing in the market. And I don't know if you have an endowment or something will be created that's similar, right? So we know that that thing is coming and that thing needs to be funded, because you talked about money making money or money having babies,
mm-hmm.
Which is the way the richest man of Babylon describes it. And right now, the main shopping center is producing that first line of revenue. Mm-hmm. We got to figure out a way to reinvest that without drawing down. Now, today's conversation, in the last conversation we talked about, you know, what could your investment or development philosophy be when it comes to housing? You know, could it be 20-30% of units, no matter small project, big project, we're consistently targeting this outcome. How does that impact funneling and funding that frontline investment?
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're talking about more developments and then schools,
mm-hmm.
the current one and the potential one, which really is a fascinating thing. And the story I'm hearing from you is that there's a possibility as the new ED, you could be looking at instituting and establishing an investment philosophy, written or unwritten, that we will focus on, number one, doing good by the community, right? Serving the community and doing what's in its best interest. To do that, a close second philosophy of management and operation is identifying profitability at every turn so that we can be around to do the good. Because
mm-hmm.
if we're not profitable with every investment or project we take on, we run the risk of leaving a vacancy because of our own created deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson that I'm drawing out of this conversation is that no matter what we choose to do, we have a good shot being profitable if we implement a formulaic approach, that if we plug in these numbers, we will get a consistent outcome. The numbers will fluctuate by nature of the project, but we will get a consistent way of looking through these projects and determining through this lens, we can make this happen or not,
mm-hmm.
right? We can buy that shopping center or not. We can build that building or not. We can invest in this project or not really quickly, which really makes you more efficient, more intentional, more discriminatory of what projects you will and won't take on. Because if it's not right for you and the community, we're not involved.
Correct.